Bellamy was chopping wood on the far side of the clearing. Although the morning was cool, his t-shirt was already soaked through with sweat. Clark tried not to notice how it clung to his muscular chest. When he saw her running toward him, he lowered his axe to the ground and turned to face her with a grin. "Well, hello there," he said as she came to a stop and paused to catch her breath. "Couldn't stay away, could you?" He stepped forward and placed his hand on her waist, but Clark swatted his arm away. "Where's your sister?" she asked. "I can't find her anywhere."
"Why?"
Urgency shoved the playfulness out of his voice. "What's wrong?" "The medicine we found is missing." Clark took a deep breath, bracing herself for her next words. "And I think Octavia took it."
"What?"
His eyes narrowed. "She was the only other person in the tent last night, and she seemed really fixated on the drugs."
"No," Bellamy snapped, cutting her off. "Of all the criminals on this goddamn planet, you think my sister is the thief?"
He stared at her, his eyes burning with anger. But when he spoke again, his voice was quiet.
"I thought you were different, but I was wrong. You're just another stupid Phoenix bitch who thinks she knows better than everyone else."
He kicked the handle of the axe, then pushed past her without another word. For a moment, Clark stood rooted to the ground, too stunned by Bellamy's words to move. But then she felt something inside her tear, and suddenly she was running toward the trees, staggering into the shade of the forest canopy. Her throat raw, she slumped onto the ground, wrapping her arms around her knees to keep the anguish from flowing out of her chest. Alone in the shadows, Clark did something else on Earth for the first time. She cried.